Thank you very much. Good afternoon, all. Also on behalf of Co-Lead Italy, I'm very pleased to share with all of you the outcomes of the strategic roundtable on increasing resilience to climate change in the water and sanitation sector. And it was an inspiring meeting in which not only challenges to water and sanitation related to climate change were shared, but also an impressive amount of measures to become climate resilient. This morning, we heard some examples of integrating climate aspects in the target setting. For example, Luxembourg showed some examples. And hopefully in the afternoon, more examples will be shared, and we can learn from that. One of the outcomes of the strategic roundtable was to develop a compendium of possible targets and measures along the lines of the protocol on water and health target areas. To collect data on measures and progress to create climate resilience, there are different opportunities. The first one will be under the protocol on water and health. There is the reporting cycle, and this is a structural, systematic, and mandatory survey, and climate progress could be included in this reporting cycle. However, the reporting cycle should be revised to include this information, and that can take some time. And in the meantime, there's also the opportunity to have a separate survey, which is not structural, but for collecting information and bridging the gap until it's incorporated in the reporting cycle. Also, WMO offered their support to help with setting up such a survey, but also with the reporting cycle. The importance of intersectoral collaboration was mentioned during the last days. Not only health, water and sanitation, but also include climate change experts and financial experts. And I think this workshop was already a good example to involve different expertises, and this will be continued in the future as well. Intersectoral collaboration is also important to understand other climate and health targets. I think as a water and sanitation sector, we can learn from climate and health indicators from other sectors, generate a library of possible indicators, and then translate them to the water and sanitation sector. I think with this task force on target setting, more information will be gathered during the afternoon on the possibilities of how to include climate change into the reporting cycle. I think this was a brief summary of the outcomes, and later there will be a more detailed report on the morning session and from the strategic roundtable. Thank you.